I welcome you, my friends, brothers and sisters. I have this big privilege and honor that I can stand here with you. I was asked to talk to you about how to preach to Catholics, but I would like to extend this and how to preach to people who have some concept of God and are not born again. Yes, I will use an example of Catholic Church. Yes, but it will also contain all those people who think what they should do to please God. Yes, and they've never experienced or heard about true being born again and true power of Holy Spirit. And they cannot comprehend in their heads how it can be. Yes, so it's good to use that and how people can think when you talk to them, maybe in Christian jargon, yes, and something which is for us very simple, for them can be very confusing. Yes. Okay. So one thing is I'm from Catholic background, I'm Paul, so that's almost sure that I'm from Catholic background. Yes, but Catholicism, quick sum up from history, it was born in 4th century when the Caesar, the Roman
emperor
yes, accepted Christianity as the official religion of Roman Empire, yes, but it was twisted version of Christianity without any Holy Spirit, without any God's power. So from that time, devil was using this version of Christianity to preach the false doctrine that Christianity should look like that. Nowadays, Roman Catholicism is still the biggest Christian religion, and we can face it not only in Poland, Ireland, yes, or Latin America, yes, but all over the world, because its influence is so impactful. That even in countries like Norway, Sweden, Protestant countries, it still have its grip over people's minds and hearts. And also you can more directly meet people who immigrated here from typical Catholic countries. So it's not only people who believe and attend to Catholic Church, these are all people who are Catholic background, because it's more about mindset and not attending just to the Catholicism. And I will explain to you, those who know or are Catholic background, if you want you can add something, because I will tell what is from my country's perspective, yes, and what is Catholicism. It's very, very strong in my country and how it affects my people. Maybe you have some differences, but I will welcome another point of view from other countries, yes. So, do you know the term, the movie was based on true story, yes, and that the movie was based on motives of true story. So the difference between one and two is that the first is usually quite almost the same, 80%, 90%, and the second movie is based on not true story, but motives of true story. It's usually totally different, that only maybe some names are accurate, but the story is completely different. Yes, so this is the same with Catholicism. So let's go from the beginning. Yes. So God created. God created the earth and the heaven. Yes. The moon. Okay. And then there was Adam and Eve and all those stories from the Old Testament. And then there was born Jesus from the Virgin Mary. Okay. Sorry. Virgin Mary, it is very important. Yeah. And he died on the cross and for the sins of the world. And then he rose from the grave. Yes, and went to heaven. Maybe not. I don't remember from my child lesson of religion. Yes. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah. Don't remember. Maybe that this is the most premise. So this was in the past. So it doesn't matter. So it was history. It was in the past. And Catholic children are taught all those stories, but all those stories has nothing to do with what they should do now. So what they should do now, yes? So they know that Jesus died for the cross for their sins, yes? But every Catholic know when the child is born, the most important is christening. Do you know what christening means? It's not baptism. It's like a sprinkle of water. Yes, it's christening. Yes, christening. Because if not, and this child will die, he will go to hell because he's born with a sin from the beginning. Not with the that he has tendency to sin in the future, but he's already with sin. Yes, so he needs christening in Catholic Church for this sin to be forgiven. Yes. So the next thing when he is older, yes, he's told by parents and priests, very important, keeping the commandments. Keeping the commandments. Which commandments? The one got from Moses. Ten commandments, yes?
Ten commandments.
Do you know? No. It's nine commandments. Yes. Why nine? Yes, because they remove second commandment, which is said that do not make idols. Yes. Do not make idols. And because nine, it was too obvious that something's wrong, they divided last commandment into two to sum up as ten. So they say 10 commandments, but they don't know that second commandment was removed and that the last was divided. Yes. So it's really 9 commandments. Yes. And this is all our life. Keeping the commandments. It's deeds. Only deeds. And you should do it. And because if not, God is angry and will punish you. And he can throw you to hell, yes? But if you will keep more good deeds than bad deeds, maybe you will go to heaven. Yes, but maybe not. Usually you will go to the third place called purgatory. In purgatory you are feeling the worst, like even worse than in hell, but you have like a promise that in thousands years or hundreds thousands, it depends how bad you were, you will be cleansed and you will hurt so much that you will be finally accepted to heaven. Yes? So there are three ways. Hell, purgatory and heaven. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but not everyone is keeping the commandments. It's hard. It's hard. So because it's hard and to heaven goes only those who are soul saints like Mother Teresa or saint, they go to heaven straight, but like 99% of people, and to hell goes like Hitler, Stalin, yes, and all those really bad guys. So 99.9% go first to purgatory, yes, to be punished for your sins, and then after some hundreds or thousands years, you will be accepted to heaven. Yes. So this purgatory is really very devilish concept because it makes people feel safe. Yes. Or as I could tell from my, I remember when I was Catholic, I tried really my heart to be very good Catholic. I really tried. Yes, you understand that. Yes, but I said, I remember I was saying to myself, yes, I'm trying so hard, but I'm doing this bad and this bad. I'm lying. I cannot do it. Yes, so what will be in the future? I'm sure I will not go to heaven, but at least there is purgatory. Yes, so I'm not so bad like Hitler to go to hell. So at least there's purgatory, so woof, I don't have to do much. I will not be able to go to heaven straight, so like a couple hundred years in purgatory, that's okay, but finally I will get. This was really, I thought that. And this was happening that I don't really have to try very much. I don't really have to be very much fanatic, because I know I will not go straight to heaven. Yes, but I will have to purgatory and suffer there. Yes, so I don't have to really try here. Yes, try much. But don't try to be like Hitler and it will be okay. Yes, so the next thing is going when you have sinned.
Can we ask questions now? Or
yes.
Now I'm thinking about the purgatory.
Yes.
When you were Catholic, did the preachers or the priests did they use Bible verses to show you that this is that you're going to purgatory or is that purgatory?
Okay.
Is it something that they just said it?
Do you remember this history of Jesus and creation and all of the stories we all know, got to know. These are all from Bible, so these are irrelevant now. Bible is irrelevant.
Okay.
Bible is not taught. There are like only stories about from Bible, not taught that it is important, not taught that you have to really know the Bible, that it is something relevant for your life. Yes, these are something which is very relevant. Yes, not the Bible.
But there are also some story with that the Catholics have some more books in their Bible than
yes,
and
this is
there is one that maybe talks a little about something that called purgatory, some additional books.
No, it's
yeah.
only like it's not really that there's no word purgatory.
No.
It's only one word which from which they developed like that. Oh, this is a proof from the Bible. It's only it's okay. It's on. It's on. It's only like something to prove to those who are not Catholics, like Protestants who accuse us it's not from the Bible. So we have only this. This was the story that about Maccabi, who paid some coins to the temple for those who have died. Yes, so this is also the concept that if you will pay much for those who will die, and you will pray much for those who have died, maybe they will go from purgatory earlier. And that you are really helping them. So pay much. Yes, if you have sinned, yes?
But the one text that you will often encounter when talking to Catholics, and if they have studied the Bible themselves, they will often point to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So how do you respond to them when they bring up that passage?
No Catholics bring out those passages because they don't know Bible.
Okay.
Only some priests.
Okay, maybe priests.
Yes. We can talk about that later.
Sure.
Yes. But first we are talking what typical Catholic things. So when you will have sinned, yes, like you lied or you steal something or something bad, which is you cross those one of those nine commandments. And you feel bad, what you do? You go to confession, where in the church, to the priest. Yes, because the priest have the power to be forgiven. It's like he's a mediator, and you cannot go straight to God. Yes, you have to go to the priest. Yes, and to say that you are very sorry. Yes, and but when you find out that keeping those commandments is really hard, so every time you commit the same sins, so telling all the time the same sins and that you are very sorry, it's not really sorry. It's like that's the way it is. Yes, that's the way it is. I'm committing all the time. I have no strength, I should have more strength, but there is always purgatory, so... Okay, confession and priest. Mm-hmm. Sorry for my fetish. So the next thing, and it is also very important, yes? When you will confess your sins, you can attend. Attend, you can always attend to the mass. Yes, to attend to the mass. It is so important. It is one of the biggest sins for Catholics, not attending to the mass. When I was a Catholic, I was always trying to keep like. Yeah, it's so important to go on Sunday to the Mass. Sometimes I couldn't. Okay, so the last Mass at 8 p.m. Yes, oof. Yes. No, it would be hell. It would be hell. So I remember my first time when I didn't attend to the Mass on Sunday. Yes, it was when I was on the summer visit to the other city. And we didn't go to the Mass, and I was like, I felt like I commit like a genocide. I committed a genocide. I felt like I didn't attend to the Mass, and I am the worst of the worst. I was so afraid that God will put me to hell. Really. Because this is the most important thing. Attend to the Mass. because then you can receive Jesus. Yes, finally something. Receive Jesus during the Mass. Is it good? No, because you can receive Jesus only by eating bread. Only by eating bread, like a Last Supper. Yes, but what is different between us and them? They think really that this is really real, real Jesus in this bread. That this is real body and real blood, somewhere there, which only priests drink. Yes, but this is real, and they bow to them, they worship it, because this is real God. And when you eat it, he comes to your body, yes, and to your heart. Oh, yes. Yes, and this is the only way to receive Jesus, and it is so important. So important. To have this, you have to first go to confession, then to attend to whole Mass, not only on at the end when you receive. No, whole Mass, and then receive Jesus. This is the most important, to eat bread. And this is all. All of this is rituals. This is rituals. There is a passage, Matthew 15, 8 to 9, and this describes Catholic the most. So someone has this, Matthew 15, 8 to 9. Okay, Matthew, who wants to read? No, no one. You will know. But it's good.
Matthew.
From 8 to 9. Loud, please.
Matthew 15, 8 to 9. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.
Yes. This is the sum up of Catholic. Yes. I was really, from my childhood, I really desired to be with God. And I was taught only this way, yes. So I thought this is something what pleases God. Yes, in my mind, God was looking at me if I am committing sin and to punish me. Yes, so I need to please him. I need to go to confession. I need to go to and attend to the Mass. I need to take this bread, yes, to please him, because he's not happy with me. Yes, I'm always feeling like a blame, that I'm still committing those sins, so I need to go to confession more often. Yes, and maybe sometimes I will go to the pilgrimage. I was an altar boy for him to be pleased with me. Yes, he was very distant, and I had to force myself doing such things, because it's hard for the person who is not born again to do all those things. And I was afraid that I am not doing enough to please him. Yes, and if more forcing, and if more it was suffering, and if more pain, then it was more, God was more happy. Mm. Yes, if my pain will be bigger, he will be more happy. So it was cruel, cruel, cruel God. Yes. So so it is all about that. And so also about prayers. Prayers are also to please God. Yes, so there are memorized scripts, not from your heart. No, you cannot. Only those who are taught you memorized. So there is one Lord's Prayer, Our Father who are in heaven. It is constantly repeated, and it loses its meaning. Yes, I remember when I was 5 years old, I told my mom, I was thinking, like, I'm repeating this prayer, but I don't really feel it. Yes, and I told my mom, Mommy, I think like I will pray this prayer, but I will change some words and for the meaning to be the same, but I want to change my words because I want to feel like it will be a little bit more personal. Yes? And she was, no. Yeah, I'm afraid you cannot do it. I have to ask the priest. I don't know if she asked or not. She was very afraid that I will not please God because I am changing the prayer. Yes, it's all rituals. Yes. So second is for Virgin Mary, and Virgin Mary is always the Virgin to the eternity. Yes, and she is named as the mother of all people. Yes, and you have to come to her first, then to come to God, or better, come to her only, and she will be the mediator, because God is cruel. God is very cruel, and he is angry at you. He's very angry at you, but if you will come to your loving mother, she will always protect you. She will always care for you, and she will never hurt you. So come to mother, come to your mother. She's the queen of all heaven and earth, and she will please, she will go in your behalf to this angry man and ask for the graces for you. Yes, come to mother, she will always protect you. This is really song in the Catholic Church, real song. Yes, so always we have a whole bunch of other mediators. Yes, so all the saints are, this saint is for lost items, this saint is all for drivers, this saint is for sailors. Pray to this saint if you want to have prosperity business. But not to God. He's cruel. No, better to this mediator, and he will go in behalf. If God is angry, he will punish him, not you. Yes, but maybe he will tell God, like, he's better with God, but he's closer to God than you. Yes. So all bunch of mediators, and the most important is Virgin Mary, because through her are all the graces. She is the way to Jesus,